I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 16th. Deliberations on next year's Quincy city budget are delayed again as the city council continues to grapple with a proposal to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. Budget hearings that were scheduled for today and tomorrow have both been canceled. Earlier this week, the City Council Finance Committee voted 5-3 in favor of the bond proposal. However, 6 yes votes would be needed in order for the measure to pass during the full City Council meeting this coming Monday night. Mayor Thomas Koch said he was working with his team to reformulate the proposed budget in case the bond proposal fails. Koch argues that the bond plan would save the city millions of dollars by borrowing now at historically low interest rates. But some councilors, including Nina Liang, Ian Kane, and Ann Mahoney, worry about the risk of investing the large amount of money all at once. The mayor says if the pension bond fails, next year's budget would increase by at least $20 million. Massachusetts announced a COVID-19 vaccination lottery yesterday as an incentive to get more people protected against the coronavirus. Governor Baker and the state lottery announced the Vax Millions giveaway, which will offer 5 $1 million prizes for those 18 and older, and 5 $300,000 scholarship grants to a 529 college savings plan managed by the Massachusetts Educational Financing Authority for those 12 to 17 years old. Residents who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 who received their vaccination in Massachusetts can register starting July 1st. Weekly drawings will begin the week of July 26th and continue through August 27th. You must be fully vaccinated prior to submitting your entry. You must have received 2 doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine or 1 dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The money is coming from federal coronavirus relief funds. The House and Senate have agreed on a bill that temporarily extends a number of measures that were instituted during the COVID-19 state of emergency, which was lifted yesterday. In a joint statement, leaders in the state legislature said the partial legislation addresses issues that were common to both the Senate and House bills that were passed. The new bill was passed to ensure that critical policies involving those concerning virtual municipal meetings, restaurants, tenants facing eviction, health care, and child care are available as soon as possible. Under the legislation, outdoor dining and cocktails to go would be extended into the spring of next year. The bill now sits on the governor's desk. He could sign it as soon as today. The use of ride-sharing services plummeted in Massachusetts in 2020 as the pandemic shuttered businesses and forced many to work from home. Ride-sharing companies last year provided about 35 million rides that started in Massachusetts, a 62% drop statewide from the 91.1 million rides that started in 2019. The decline was the sharpest in the greater Boston area, the Cape and Islands, and smaller towns in western Massachusetts. The greatest drop came in Boston, which had 30 million fewer rides start with the city compared to 2019. Overall, in 2020, rides traveled longer distances, lasted longer, and moved faster compared to rides in 2019. Ride-sharing companies are assessed a 20-cent per ride fee annually. For the 8th consecutive year, U.S. News & World Report has named Boston Children's Hospital the country's best children's hospital. In the annual list, Boston Children's finished ahead of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and Texas Children's Hospital. The list is created with clinical data from about 200 medical centers, looking at metrics such as patient safety, infection prevention, and adequacy of nurse staffing. Surveys from 15,000 pediatric specialists are also factored in. Specialists are asked where they would send the sickest children for care. The magazine rated children's hospitals in 10 categories. Boston Children's finished first in four of them: nephrology, neurology, and neurosurgery, pulmonology, and lung surgery, and for pediatric urology. MassDOT and the MBTA have launched an online survey in support of their bus network redesign effort to understand how the bus network can better reflect travel needs of the region. The survey is focused on answering two questions. Does the T take you to the places that you need or want to go? And is riding the T a good option for you when you need to get somewhere? The results from the survey will directly inform the design and evaluation of the new redesigned bus network. The survey is available in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Chinese. MassDOT and the T are also targeting outreach to seniors and people with disabilities. The survey will remain open until July 30th and is available on the T's website. Rockland Trust is planning to close some East Boston Savings Bank locations following a merger. According to a Boston Business Journal report, Rockland Trust is set to close 16 East Boston Savings branches, and half of those branches are in the city of Boston. In a statement, Rockland Trust says there was careful consideration and that it decided which East Boston Savings Bank branches to close based on overlaps between branch networks. Rockland Trust says it's looking forward to welcoming customers from East Boston Savings Bank as they deepen their presence in and around Boston. They say they've carefully considered where there are overlaps between the branch networks so that they can strategically consolidate and maximize the impact of each branch. They said they were thoughtful decisions, the factors of which included how they can most effectively serve customers and the proximity of retail branches. East Boston Savings Bank is being bought by Rockland Trust as part of a $1 billion acquisition. Now, researchers have found more evidence that coronavirus was circulating at low levels across the country as early as December 2019, weeks before the first officially reported cases. A COVID infection is now believed to have been found in Massachusetts more than a month before the first confirmed case. Frozen blood samples indicate people in five states, Illinois, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and Massachusetts, were infected with coronavirus days or weeks before any cases were officially reported in those states. Holbrook police are turning to the public for help in identifying a man accused of shooting another eight times with a pellet gun following an argument earlier this month. Suspect was spotted on surveillance camera inside the Shell gas station on Franklin Street at about 9:30 p.m. on June 12th. The man is known to patronize the store frequently, and police say he drove off in a Chevy Equinox with heavy tinted windows. There's been no word on the victim's condition. A check of business news. Stocks took a tumble yesterday. The Dow was down 94. The NASDAQ lost 101, and the S&P dropped 8. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at over $72 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Braves in Atlanta 10-8. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Clear tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, repeats, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. A little warmer on Friday, partly sunny, 80 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 85. The boater waves a couple of feet, winds out of the northwest, gusting to 20 knots at times, and a high tide at 4:45 this afternoon. Sun rose at 5:06, sets at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 16th.